Welcome to Coaching Q. I spoke to a coach today, a good friend of mine, and what we discussed prompted me to do this audio blog. He called in to have a quick chat with me today, and basically he said that he's at his wit's end with the team that he's working with at the moment, and feels close to just quitting coaching at the minute. The guys that he's working with are under 17s, kind of 16 years of age, and they're just at a point where they're starting to have other interests in their life, outside interests. Obviously, they have school, but they have mates, they have socializing, they have girlfriends, they have discovered drinking. And the guy's frustration got me thinking about we often talk about player burnout and overtraining. But, you know, can there be such a thing as coaching burnout and over-coaching? So here's just some thoughts on it. I'm coaching for over 12 years now, 15 years, in fact, since I retired from playing. I retired from playing early at about 28 due to injury, and did take a little break from football myself after retiring initially, because I had spent, you know, 22 years involved as a player, and just felt that I needed a break. But then when I began to coach, initially had an insatiable appetite just to learn and to get involved in coaching. And I coached with senior players initially, and then as I started to do my various badges, dropped down to work with younger players to practice what I was learning at the time. And for a number of years felt that, you know, I could coach 7 days a week and felt brilliant about it. And then as I got a little into it and a little bit more serious about my coaching, started to enjoy the breaks from coaching as much as the actual coaching, in that you would coach whatever number of days a week, and then I would always look forward to a day off, and certainly always began to look forward to the end of a season in terms of just simply recharging the batteries and taking a couple of weeks away from football just to not think about football and to do some other stuff. I'm married and I have a family, and you know, it's important that you get that balance right as well. And then I noticed myself that, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years into my own coaching journey, that I started to get frustrated with the fact that I thought I had firmed up in terms of my philosophy around development, and the fact that, you know, it wasn't win at all costs. And I wanted just to teach players better than the way I was taught as a player, because when I think back to my own playing career, you know, we were coached in a very different manner to how I now coach. And I played at a level of the game where it was just simply all about results, regardless of how you got those results. And it was of an age, you know, in the 90s when football, particularly in England and Ireland, was quite physical and quite direct. So when I started to coach and, you know, after working out my philosophy over a number of years, I started to get frustrated at the fact that other people weren't buying into this whole development model. And that led me then to kind of question and doubt whether I was doing the right thing and whether I should just coach the way everybody else was coaching and focus on winning. So I could certainly relate to my friend today when he spoke to me about his frustration. And his frustration are born out of the fact that, you know, he doesn't feel that players are taking playing seriously, and they don't actually realise that, you know, their playing days will be over soon enough, and then you really will miss it. Because I've often said there's no substitute for playing. Like, coaching is a close second, but I'd still go back and play in a heartbeat if I could physically, but sadly I can't. So back to the topic and this whole question of coach burnout and can it happen? And I think, yes, it can. And as I said, I'm now coaching about 15 years, but I can remember distinct periods during that 15 years when I looked forward to a break from coaching. And, you know, as I said earlier, mainly that was around pre-season or just before pre-season in the off-season, and you might take a couple of weeks away. But there were also two particular occasions that I simply just walked away from it, you know, finished whatever job I was doing in a particular club and just took a number of months off, just because of the frustration of the fact that what I was trying to implement in certain places, it wasn't happening to the level that which I would like it to happen. And also the very people who were supposed to be buying into this development type approach and saying that they believed in development over winning weren't. It's that simple. And, you know, there was definitely a level of frustration there where I would go and watch matches and not see any of the things that we had worked on during the weeks with the players in terms of how I would like them to play or try to play and the style of football we were trying to bring into these various environments. So, as I said, for a time, I just felt like I needed to get away from it. So I've done that as well myself and you know, took the time out to not think about football for a few weeks and then take the next couple of weeks to really rethink everything and rethink your philosophy and your approach. And then thankfully, from my own point of view, come back to it with a renewed vigor and a renewed energy as the batteries have been recharged. And you know, getting back into environments where you're surrounded by like-minded people, people who do challenge each other around the whole development model in itself, but at the same token are doing the basics or are the principles of what you're trying to do the right way. And ultimately you're seeing that in terms of the types of players you're producing and the style of football that the players are playing. So my point is, no matter what stage of your coaching journey you're at, and I've met coaches and know coaches who are obsessed with football, and that's not a bad thing. But you know, don't worry about the fact that if times you do have self-doubt, and don't worry about if there's times that you do feel, listen, I'm banging my head against the wall here and I need a break. You know, that's as important. Just as we talk to players about the fact that rest and recovery is as important as physical training, I think coaches need to realise that there is a time for rest and recuperation themselves, whenever that is, you know, and whether it is in the off-season or whether it is just simply taking a break from the game, it's not a bad thing. So don't ever feel that if you feel this way, that you failed, and far from it. In fact, for me, it proves quite the opposite, that you're thinking about it and you're so passionate about it that, you know, it upsets you when it doesn't go the way that you would like it to go, or when you don't get people to buy into the kind of principles of a development type approach or player-centered approach that you yourself feel that you have bought into. So, again, just a short topic. It's only my own opinion on the thing. But if you have any questions, get in touch with me at Coaching Badges as usual. I hope this has helped in some way, and I'll talk to you soon.